Penguin Random House Audio presents First, Sandra Day O'Connor by Evan Thomas. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Prologue. In 1981, when Ronald Reagan nominated Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female justice on the Supreme Court, the Bulletin led every TV news broadcast and major newspaper in the country and many abroad. The cover of Time magazine read simply, "Justice, at last." O'Connor's confirmation hearing that September quickly became a huge media event. There were more requests for press credentials than there had been for the Senate Watergate committee hearings in 1973. A new media institution, cable TV, carried the hearings live, a first for a judicial nomination. Tens of millions of people saw and heard a composed, radiant, hazel-eyed woman with a broad, gap-toothed smile and unusually large hands testify for 3 days before middle-aged men who seemed not quite sure whether to interrogate her or open the door for her. The vote to confirm her was unanimous. Nearly 16 years before Madeleine Albright became Secretary of State, a dozen years before Ruth Bader Ginsburg joined O'Connor on the bench, 2 years before Sally Ride flew into space, Sandra O'Connor entered the proverbial room where it happens. No woman had ever sat in one of the 9 chairs at the mahogany table in the oak-paneled conference room where the justices of the United States Supreme Court meet to rule on the law of the land. By the 1980s, women had begun to break through gender barriers in the professions, as well as in the academy.